Minister, thank you and thank you for coming this evening. In 2020, a husband and wife started the process of assessing their house, which they knew at the time had defective blocks. 1 year later, a young woman and a wife and mother to three children sadly passed away. This has been a very difficult and traumatic time for this family. And in the midst of their grieving, they still have to contend with a house that is slowly falling down. In the words of the husband, this is an awful weight hanging over us. This family has been asked to reapply again, to start the process again, to start the long process of applying to get on the defective blocks scheme 4 years later. There has to be flexibility in this scheme which accounts or lends itself to facilitating people in this situation. There still is a disconnect in the understanding of what people are going through. The psychological burden is too heavy for people to endure. The intergenerational trauma is affecting primary students, secondary students, third level students in houses with defective blocks. When people hear about this scheme, people are quick to make judgment calls. Sure, look at all the money they're getting. Look at their big houses. The reality is people are caught up in a bureaucratic nightmare, and trying to navigate through this process is nothing short of torture. Defective blocks is an issue that won't be going away and needs to be dealt with. Communication is poor, trust is at an all-time low, and confidence in the process is slowly ebbing away. Don't get me wrong, potentially we could have a good scheme here. Potentially we could, but the feedback I'm getting is that it's not working at the moment. There's deficiencies, there's appeals process embedded in the legislation, which is not up and running. We have issues with terrace houses, semi-detached houses. Imagine asking somebody in a semi-detached house to knock their house down and the other house, which is attached to it, isn't eligible, and just move it a couple of inches away from another house and build which is effectively a detached house in the space of a detached an adjoining house. There is a feeling that there's stalling tactics. There are major issues with people who can't access credit. There's affordability issues. There's people who are compounding trauma upon trauma. And Minister, what I would ask of you here tonight is, I ask for your intervention and make contact with the Minister for Housing and ask him to make a personal intervention in the issue that I've raised, but furthermore, for the many, many people who find themselves in very, very difficult situations, that the scheme needs to be addressed. Yes, there will be a review. We don't know when that review is going to happen, how it's going to be reviewed, but it has to be done immediately. We have a scheme here that potentially can work, but at the moment, it's not.
Minister.
Thank you, Deputy. First of all, to say, yes, I will bring this to the attention of the Minister for Housing, and my condolences to the family. Also, that's a difficult situation, notwithstanding this matter. I've noted what you've said about the review, and that needs to be done as soon as possible. So I will bring those particular comments back to the Minister for Housing. I know that this MICA scheme has been a big issue for you for a very long time, and I know your concerns in relation to it. I'm obviously answering this on behalf of Minister O'Brien. As you know, he commenced the remediation of dwellings damaged by the use of defective concrete blocks Act 2022 on the 22nd of June 2023, which provides for the enhanced grant scheme and adopted the related regulations on the 29th of June 2023. And that Act includes significant improvements to the previous scheme, such as the previous scheme's 90% maximum grant was increased to 100% grant for all remediation options 1 to 5, and the maximum grant cap for option 1, which is demolition and rebuild, was increased to 420,000 from 247,500. There was a revised application process which was introduced, which now only requires a homeowner to submit an initial building condition assessment at minimal cost recoupable on entry to the scheme. Alternative accommodation and storage costs are included, subject to a maximum of 20,000, and in relation to works carried out under remediations options 2 to 5, a second grant option is available for such a home in the future if block work, which was not removed as part of the initial remediation work, subsequently proves defective in accordance with the Irish Standard 465. This Act precludes a change in approved remediation options from 2 to 5 to an option 1, which is full demolition. And in such circumstances, the DCB Act obliges a homeowner to submit, and I know you mentioned this, about a new application to the enhanced scheme. And Minister O'Brien, I understand, acknowledges that this may be a matter of concern for homeowners who have submitted their original application some time back and then a change in circumstances has now arisen. So in order to assist such homeowners in the submission of their revised application, an official from the department wrote to the Chief Executive of Donegal County Council on the 20th of December last year. And in this letter, the department confirmed the requirement for the certificate of compliance with planning and the additional information which is required for an application under the enhanced scheme to be considered valid can be provided at the point when a homeowner submits their remedial works plan. The letter also confirmed that applications received from a local authority relating to homeowners in these circumstances will be dealt with expeditiously and without delay by the housing agency. So Minister O'Brien, I understand, believes that these two measures, when taken together, will ensure that any additional burden placed on this group of homeowners will be kept to a minimum. Because I know you mentioned about a bureaucratic nightmare for people, and obviously the government doesn't want that. This approach will ensure that applications are dealt with as quickly as possible whilst adhering to the legislative requirements laid down by the Oireachtas.
Deputy McHugh.
Thanks for that, Minister. Looking within that script and the feedback there, there seems to be a pathway, but the issue here at the moment is there's a communication deficit, and that is where the difficulty lies here. And I suppose going back to the original scheme, the 9010 scheme, when we all hoped that was going to be the vehicle for helping people and assisting people to get out of this situation, communication was an issue then too. And I think communication is the issue all the time in relation to the difficulties that people find themselves in. This is a humanitarian crisis. There's no other description for it. We are dealing with victims who want their lives to move on. And this is, I believe, and having thought about it for quite a considerable amount of time now, I believe it's too big an issue for one department, Minister, because even in my contribution earlier, I was talking about primary school, secondary school, and the impact on third level. And in your own department, there is a role. And in fact, the ETB in Donegal have a submission into the Department of Education in relation to assistance and help and support and resources for young people affected by defective blocks in Donegal. Tonight in Buncrana, for example, there's a residence meeting in a housing to do with a housing estate that was flooded in 2017. 9 of the houses have defective blocks. They're in a floodplain. They've come up with a common sense solution and said, let's not rebuild or let's not reconstruct them on this site. Let's look at relocation. So the OPW is involved. This is affecting people's health. The Department of Health's involved, Department of Education, OPW, and you could go through a litany of other departments that this complex issue is so wide and so varied that I actually believe that we need to look at an interdepartmental approach, and I think it has to be led from the top, and I'm calling here tonight publicly for Cabinet, for the Taoiseach's office, for the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach to really, really consider the possibility of setting up a Taoiseach-led interdepartmental group to deal with. Because as far as I'm concerned, since I've been involved in this scheme, there's massive deficits in relation to, number one, communication, and number two, accountability, because when things are said, they're not followed through, and who's left in the lurch? It's the people who want their lives to move on, and they feel they're locked in, they're fixed in a situation, and that trauma is not getting any lesser, and it's an issue that we have a moral obligation, never mind an accountable, a legislative obligation, we have a moral obligation to tackle, and we still have time to do that.
Minister, to conclude.
Thank you, Deputy, and I know you're very passionate about this matter, and as I said, I have been for a long time. I know you acknowledge that there does seem to be a pathway here. I hear your comments around communication. I will bring that back to the Minister for Housing. I will bring back your suggestion also around an interdepartmental group. Just in relation to the review, though, you did mention that, that you want that as soon as possible. And I understand that this implementation steering group did produce a report, or it will, I should say, produce a report on the operation of the enhanced scheme. That covers the period July to December 2023, so the first 6 months of that scheme. And it should be noted, obviously, it's not a review of the fundamental terms and conditions of the scheme, but it is a report, and it will be submitted for consideration the coming weeks to Minister O'Brien. And I understand he will give it due care and attention it deserves, and note any recommendations of the group. But I will certainly bring your comments back to the relevant ministers in relation to this. Thank you.